Well, what's up, family? Welcome back to the What's Up Cuz podcast. I am so glad you're here. Normally you hear me greeting Dr. Sharon. Well, I'm glad you're joining us for part two of our episode, Where Have You Been? After an engaging first half, Dr. Sharon and I realized the latest happenings of our lives in the community, and we realized it was just too much to uncover in one episode. So here we are again, ready to go deeper into Where Have You Been? Part two. In this episode, we're going to continue our conversation, shedding light on the exciting developments coming your way via our podcast platform. Also, we're going to explore some of the things that lies ahead of us, and we're going to share some exciting news about the happenings within our community. So get ready for some more uplifting stories, some insightful discussions, and a sprinkle of humor, because you know on this podcast, we're going to laugh and cut up. So catch up with us on everything that has been happening, and we'll let you know what lies ahead. So come on, let's go back into the studio and continue our conversation around Where Have You Been?
Listen, spirits,
that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into May. Lord have mercy. We still ain't here.
Well, May was, you know, a continuation of child abuse prevention. It was foster care month.
Foster care
and
month.
So we kind of celebrated the same thing and did some write-ups in the magazine at a Second Chance. And so, and just really there were some national things going on with the, at the White House, at, you know, different national organizations. So we're always grateful for what folks are doing for National Foster Care Month.
Right. And we just know that we always, you know, just share that the importance of kinship care, placing children with their families, making sure those children keep those connections to their heritage and legacy and get those recipes that we're talking about. We're not cooking no more, but hopefully grandma's still cooking, maybe to get some of them recipes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just to be able to pass those down, I think is really important. And I know some folks, they created recipe books and kind of leave them in their wheels and things like that. So that's a good thing if that happens.
Yeah. It's funny because I was speaking of recipes. I was actually looking at pictures and I was cleaning up some pictures. I got pictures on my phone that goes back to since Hector was a pup. So I was looking at pictures and here I got into some pictures that were maybe about 12 years ago that were still in my phone. And here it was. Recipes from my mother. It was her sweet potato pie recipe, her knot rolls, twist roll recipe, her pound cake recipe. Her, no, I'm not to any of my family that's not sharing the recipe. So don't ask, okay? No. Mama gave them to me.
She said they were you.
They're my legacy. They're mine. Oh, my.
Because she knew that she would be the only one that was interested in cooking anything.
Right. Kevin tried to get them from me. He said, give me mom's pound cake. Right? Well, you don't even cook. So I'm not even giving you that. That's ridiculous. What do you need
it
for?
Well, he might have. You know, might not want to sell it.
Listen, right? You have his girlfriend in there cooking a pound cake. Get out of here cooking mom's pound cake.
He's like, nope, we want to go into business.
Right, that part. So, but yeah, so then, we also had Mother's Day. So, you know, happy Mother's, belated Mother's Day to all of the mothers that are listening. We didn't get a chance to greet you on. So happy belated Mother's Day to you.
Yes, thank you.
And to all your daughter in the natural sense and then all those individuals that you've poured into. Nieces and nephews and cousins and friends and people. So we know that you've been instrumental in a lot of lives. So we celebrate that as well. And and then we pull into the month of June, which was Father's Day and Juneteenth celebration.
So, yes, indeed.
You know, so all the dads out there, happy Father's Day, belated Father's Day to you guys.
Day.
Well, as much, you know, it was a great time. I get to celebrate, you know, in being married to Melissa. Melissa's parents are still with us, and we're fortunate to have them. So, you know, for Mother's Day, as you know, we get to tag and hang along with Grandma. Grandma will be 94 this year. Grandma's still sharp as a tack, still with it. She was, matter of fact, I'm telling her business. She was at the hairdresser's getting her hair did today. Mm-hmm. You know, Grandma's still trying to be cute. I told Melissa she don't need to go to hairdresser. She ain't got time for no boyfriends. None of them old church deacons trying to like Grandma.
Better leave Grandma alone, honey.
Listen, one time, Grandma wanted some powder. She likes the powder or whatever. So we went to Nordstrom to get some powder. And the lady said, oh, we have this new shimmering whatever, and it has sparkle and something in it. And I was like, ma'am, if you don't put that away, my grandmother's 92 years old. She don't need nothing to be sparkling and shimmering, okay? I had an old church
deacon. Stop being a hater, okay?
Listen, Grandma, go sit down, Grandma.
Let grandma have her shimmer and her shine. Okay. At 92, she can do what you she want to do.
Listen, so but we say happy Father's Day. So I got to spend Father's Day with my dad. I call him dad. I don't call him my stepfather. Or maybe I don't call him my father-in-law. I actually call him my father-in-law, but I just call him dad. So I got to celebrate that day with my dad, Chuck Wade, which is always a blessing. And so we were able to honor him for Father's Day. And so we just had a great time. So did you do any Juneteenth anything?
Actually, I was just coming back from Italy. We had gone to Italy for 7 days, and it was a magnificent trip with my daughters and good friends. And so it was really, really nice. We were able to share many things. We went to Rome and we shopped and we ate, and it was just very, very lovely. And so I was on the heels of coming back to that, so I didn't have anything special. But I also remember, you know, texting my dad from Rome saying, "Happy Father's Day." Right. And he's like, "Oh, I can't believe you're calling me from Italy." I'm like, "Yeah," or texting me from Italy. So anyway, because, you know, obviously it was a different time zone and that sort of thing. But it was pretty good, you know, just being able to share that experience with my daughter was pretty incredible. And like I said, really good friends and relatives. So we had a great time.
Yeah, I saw the pictures and everything, and y'all were post the pictures that you posted. I saw those pictures and pictures of food and fashion and just having a great time out there on the steps. I can't think of the Trevi Fountain. Yeah, I saw you all there, and saw you at the Coliseum, and so you guys were getting around. So,
and obviously, you told me about the five-story Zara.
So
I had to go to the Zara to make sure that I experienced that, and it was an experience. I'm like, oh my goodness, every level was something different.
Yeah,
I was intentional about finding the five-level Zara in Rome.
That's it. It's if you go to Rome, you got to go to the Zara. That's crazy that you say go visit the fountain. No, go to Zara.
Yeah,
go to the Vatican. No, go to Zara.
Go to Zara.
Go get some food. No, go to Zara. Okay, you got to go to Zara. Okay, it's just not going to be right if you don't go. And it's multi-level, as you said. It's an amazing store, and you can shop and come out with a bunch of outfits and not lose a whole bunch of money. So it's great.
I did not discover Zara till about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Just because, you know, when we were in the pandemic, the people that I had met online, some of the influencers, they were talking about Zara. I'm like, what is Zara? And so when I went to Zara, like, woo, what is this? You know, because I was wearing like expensive St. John knits.
Right.
Like, as you know, because the work that I do is like, oh my God, am I over that?
Listen.
For one jacket, I can get the whole store.
Right, exactly.
So I didn't know
anything about Zara either until you said something about Zara. And I said, oh yeah, that's the ladies. You said, no, they have men's. I was like, do they? And when I went into the Zara in Rome, and I said, do you have a men's section? They were like, oh yeah. And I went upstairs and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
I literally, my first trip to Rome with Melissa, we ended up having to buy two suitcases to come home. It was terrible. But it was worth it, but it was terrible. So
when we went back, you know, with you, we still had to buy
suitcases. Yeah, I know.
You didn't learn from the first time.
Nope. And I'm working at we're working on our trip to get ready to get our trip for next year, 2026. So it'll probably be the same thing. We'll go over and, you know, put some coins away.
Well, this time we'll have an empty suitcase.
We're going to do it differently.
Yeah, we're
going to
do it differently. So we'll teach people how to do it. So we're going to go actually to different places this time.
Yes.
So we did not go to the Amalfi Coast, but that's going to be one of the places that we go.
We're going to go and have fun. 2026. We're going to Rome.
Yes, over to Italy.
Have some fun.
Yes, we'll
go over there. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, I was around, didn't do many Juneteenth celebrations. I was working and traveling and for work and things like that. But, you know, it was just awesome to see. I was in the actual one of the places that I went. It was just interesting to see that the demographics for African-Americans is very, very low there. And yet they had a major, major Juneteenth celebration in this part of this state where I was. It was a part of Oregon. And it was just amazing that they really did it. I mean, it was big time. They say blocked the streets and all kind of things. And I was like, oh, interesting when your population is like 2%.
No, that's good. You know, they had a major celebration. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really nice to see. So
excellent. I don't care if it's one person. The fact that they were able to do that. So grateful to them. So excellent. Yay, Oregon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, slides us into July. And everybody, if you don't know, July is the birthday month of this guy. And so I actually celebrated my 62nd birthday in the month of July.
Yeah, we heard about that earlier, and we will still be hearing it about it till next July.
Absolutely.
He celebrates all year round.
All year. Absolutely. I am not without a celebratory bone when it comes to my birthday. Listen, I'm enjoying. But we were going to talk about, you know, something that really is necessary. And we didn't, I guess if we really were going to talk about it, we didn't really rep it well by talking about we had to buy two suitcases to come home when we went on vacation. But, you know, July and August and the end of June through August is a lot of people go on vacation. Yes. And so, you know, there's some things you need to do, you know, when it comes to vacationing. You know, one of the things that I learned, you know, in traveling was to make a photocopy of your passport and other critical documents, and you put them in your suitcase.
Yes.
In case those documents get lost, you can readily produce documentation of who you are, what you need. You can go to it depending on where you are. If you had to go to the embassy, you could get into the embassy, those kind of things, and get documents replaced. So I did learn that about vacation safety when you're vacationing, and also, you know, to go with someone and be mindful of where you go and where you are. But you know, when we talked about, we were going to talk about packing, and you know, maybe you can help me with this. I hate, and when I say hate, I mean hate. It is like I'd rather go to the dentist and get a root canal.
Oh no.
When it comes to packing, I can't stand packing. I just want to be wealthy enough to just go wherever I'm going and just buy clothes when I get there. I hate it, I mean I'm down to, if my car service or something is picking me up at 5 a.m. in the morning to take me to the airport, I think I'm zipping my suitcase at 10 minutes to 5. I'm still trying to pack, and
So talk to me about is that you don't, you think you bring too much, or you're not sure about what you want to wear? Like, what is that?
Well, I'm going to bring too much. Okay. You know, I'm going to bring too much. If I'm going for 3 days, I'm going to bring too much.
Yeah,
but I did start getting better. I started trying to coordinate. So when I travel for work, for instance, I know if I'm going to wear, I don't take 12. I used to take 4 or 5 pair of shoes and things like that. I take one pair of dress shoes and all my suits coordinate. So if it's a blue pair of shoes, my suits are predominantly blue, gray, got some blue in it, whatever.
Okay. You know what? That sounds really cute. That sounds really cute, but I just came back from a trip for you. It was only 3 days.
Yes.
Why did he and Melissa?
Yes.
Have these suitcases that you could put bodies in?
Yes.
I was like, "Where y'all going?"
Yeah, you did.
I had a carry.
You did.
Bag.
You did. You most certainly
bag.
Did. I don't. I don't know.
I just did. So a couple of things. Now, because you are particular and peculiar, as your mama used to say, you don't like your stuff rolled, you like your stuff laid out, and all the things.
Yes.
And so therefore you're always going to have a big suitcase because that you don't like. I will roll because it's called a steamer and an iron.
Yes.
Okay. And so when you get there, you shake it out, you hang it up, and then you bring your steamer.
Yeah. I have a coworker who travels with me, and that when we arrive for a week of training or whatever, she's like, "Well, okay, I'm going to go to my room, iron my thing." What? Yeah. You actually pull the iron out in a hotel? What? Yeah. Stop it.
So that's the difference. So it's about how much work you're willing to put in. And then the other thing that I try to do is get pieces that are pretty much, you can shake them and they can fall out.
Right.
But if you're bringing cottons and linens, obviously you're going to have to iron those.
Well, I think you ladies, you all have more fabrics that do that. Y'all can pull out something pull out a tissue and it become a whole outfit, child.
No. Let me say, you can wear the same blue jacket. See, men get a pass.
Well,
you can wear the same blue jacket every day for 5 days. You put on a different shirt, different tie, and it looks like a whole different thing. A woman does that. It's like, "Didn't she wear that yesterday? Didn't she have that jacket on, even though she put a skirt on? See, like, we are so critical.
Yeah, see, y'all paying attention.
So
like
we,
that.
Yeah, but you can have that same jacket. In fact, you can have the same suit and just change the tie and the shirt.
This is true.
And it looks like you have a whole different situation going on.
This is true.
So we have to, you know, so I just tell sisters, you know, now that we wearing ties and things, do the same thing. See what happens. So, right. But you know, so to your point, I think when you're able to coordinate your shoes and your bags, and like, so I don't take a whole bunch of purses and things like that. I'm taking one bag and it's going, you know, and then I'll take a smaller bag if it's an evening thing that can fit into whatever I'm carrying, so that I'm just really try to be efficient, because most often you don't even wear all the things.
Right.
So it's like, I'm not going to take too much. And to your point, if I need something I forgot, then I'm just going to go over to the store. Right.
Yeah. And I think that's what I end up doing. I always end up taking something and saying, you know, I went on vacation and we went on vacation and I was like, I didn't wear this or this. And I had all these things and I didn't wear them, you know? So yeah, overpacking is something that I do.
And I think for me, I don't want to be encumbered with 14 suitcases.
Right.
I want to be able to have a roller bag, my big, you know, carry bag, and that's it.
Yeah.
I can get on and off the plane not have to worry about baggage claim.
Right. Which always seems to send your bag somewhere else anyway.
So you have to buy some things anyway. Right. So I just don't. So I try to be efficient that way. And so I don't know how many of you all try to be efficient and what some of your strategies are. So let us know.
Yeah, please comment in the chat. Let us know what your strategies are. How do you pack for vacation? Do you take too much, not enough? You forget stuff? What is your things? Because for me, as I said, packing is not my thing. So I get there and I enjoy and I look good when I get there, but I'm going to outfit or two that I'm not going to wear.
I promise you, the next time you're going somewhere, I'm going to come over and see what you do.
Yeah, it's okay.
And see if I can give you some tips.
Bring your little blue pill, because you probably have to pop a pill.
Okay, well, maybe I better rethink this thing here.
No, I know.
I have converted one of our colleagues, though. Yes. Lisa does a carry-on, because, you know, Lisa had the matching shoes, the bag, the thing. She had two things. I'm like, where you going? Lisa is the carry-on queen now.
Yeah.
So I did convert her.
Yes. Well, you might convert me.
Yeah, okay.
I was actually looking at a carry-on. I love Tumi luggage, and I was thinking about that because my wife and everybody was asking me what I wanted for my birthday, which, Melissa, if you're listening, I'm still waiting on my birthday gift. But anyway, asked me what I wanted, you know, and so I was looking at a piece of Tumi that is a carry-on piece. So okay. I figured if I do that, I can still get my stuff in there and carry it on. So
that's another excuse to have another piece of luggage of Tumi. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, because it'll be the big one and the little one now.
Those are my shoes.
The shoes are in that bag. So I don't know. But what I will do is look at your process.
Yes, my process needs some refining.
That's
so
okay.
I'm there for that. I'm down, as the kids say. I'm down with that.
Yeah, okay. I'm down with that. All right. Well, I'm going to do that for you.
That's going to be great. Well, listen, we have caught you all up to all the stuff that we were going to talk about, you know, through July, June, May, April, and March. We caught you guys up on
all stuff. We are all caught up. And we have been only here for like 90 minutes.
If y'all look at that, y'all gonna laugh. Listen, I'm telling you, it's like we get in here and I think we sometimes forget this is a podcast and we just be laughing and talking and everything else. But listen,
well, we break it up for you guys, so this will be broken up as well. So we'll break it up in reasonable segments.
Absolutely, so you can get it, you know, because I know we have some listeners say, I listen while I'm driving home from work, and shout out, I'm at home from work. I done did the laundry and I have put the kids to bed, and your podcast is still on.
Well, you know what? People really kind of admonished us, like, where have you all been?
Right, right.
You know, so now we're here and you're getting it all.
You're getting it all. Okay. Yes. Even if you're not going on vacation, y'all going to learn how to pack.
Yes.
Okay. And go in that kitchen and try to cook. Get that recipe book. Get grandma's recipe and make them salmon croquettes. With some rice that you can put some sugar on. Now, isn't that weird? Salmon croquettes with syrup.
What?
I know. It's
what?
Listen, if you haven't tried it.
Oh my gosh.
A salmon croquette, yes, and you put syrup on it. I'm telling you, God dwells there.
You know what? I'm just going to call him the candy man, okay? Because he just likes anything sugar. Like salmon croquettes.
Salmon croquette with, yes, you have to put sweet. That's how I ate it. I think that was the way it was supposed to be eaten because that's the way I always ate it as a kid.
Okay,
I don't
so
know
you
why.
All did you have that for breakfast?
No, that was dinner.
With
remember
syrup.
With salmon croquette? She would make rice and a vegetable or whatever else. That was dinner. But yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I learnt.
You learnt today.
I have never heard.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know what? Hanging out with Dr. Brock.
Remember, I almost gave you a diabetical coma, put you in a coma in the airport.
Oh, my gosh. I was just looking for some coffee,
she
y'all.
She was trying. She said, well, I'll help what you're having. And it was like a mocha cafe latte. And it was like mocha and caramel and the whipped cream and everything. And her sugar count went from 0 to 3,004 in about 20 seconds.
Because you said you got to put some shots of sugar.
Absolutely.
I'm like, what? So when I did that, and I recognized the caramel and the chocolate all had sugar, then he put double sugar on top. I was like,
"Yeah, she was so wired. She went outside and helped the baggage people load the plane with the bags. She was just tossing them in the plane. I got it. You just sit there. I'm good." She was wired.
For somebody who goes from no sugar to that drink, I was like, oh, this is when we were on our way to Italy, y'all. So yes. Long flight. Yeah,
she was good for the flight. She asked the flight attendants, y'all need any help? I'm right here. I'm in C7. You just come and get me, girl. I got you. You go ahead and take sit down. I got this. It was crazy.
So I'm not following him about anything because it's going to be over the top.
It was
sweet.
Crazy.
Okay.
Listen, it was crazy.
So croquettes, yes. Salmon croquettes with your syrup.
With syrup, okay. Yes. We got you turned on the Allegra syrup on the last trip. We talked about that.
I'm still waiting. I think I forgot to order it, but I'm going to order it.
That's good stuff. Some of y'all don't know. If you don't know about Allegra syrup, go look it up. I'm telling you, it'll change your life, and you won't want that other syrup that you get in the store, all them other brands. I won't put no brands out here, but all them other brands. But that brand will just do you right. So,
okay, well,
so
I'm going to order it today for sure.
And I'll make you some salmon croquettes and you can put some syrup on it.
I will try. I will. You know what? I'm always open. You know, you got to stay flexible.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah. But just try.
Okay.
Just a forkful. Well, listen, I don't know where else we got. We got anything else?
Well, I guess we can talk about our program, our Kinspire program.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
We don't want to talk miss that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. See, as we move into, and we'll be back in August, we're going to come back and just really do some talking around online learning, personal development, back to school focus. So our focus is going to be because the children, the babies will be headed back to school.
Yes.
But we want to make sure that you are considering the best possible platform for your child. Is it online? Is it a charter school? Is it regular school? Are they in the right classes? And we're going to talk about those things that are around education, something that is important to both of us. But then in September is fashion month. It's fashion week. And so in September, there's going to be some things that are happening. But in August, we have this wonderful program. And this program is a brainchild, again, of our own Dr. Sharon, and it is called Fashion Forward Kinspire. And, Doc, why don't you just tell us briefly what Kinspire is about?
Right. Well, you know, as people know, with my online platform, but even before that, I've always been this person who loves fashion since I was a little person.
Right.
Grew up with women who just, you know, adorned themselves in beautiful things. And so fashion was always a central point of my existence because it was like about how you showed up, right? And while my family didn't have a lot, what they wanted to do go to church meeting on Sunday, right. You had your outfits,
yes,
and things
indeed.
Like that. Oh, my goodness. And so at any rate, I talked about having the opportunity to experience an event last year with Politics and Fashion, Tashara Halyard, and it was an amazing event with she and her partner, Margot. And when I went to Fashion Forward and met so many great people, it was just transformative. And I said, I wonder what would happen if our young people got a chance to experience fashion for those who are in the arts, particularly in the kinship foster care space. Young people are always trying to find their way, and some of them find their way through the arts. And so I said, well, what if we would create this initiative that young people who were interested in beauty, makeup, fashion, design, what if we would create this opportunity for them to meet designers and videographers and makeup artists? What would happen to their life, if you will, their trajectory in terms of their ideas about how to have a pathway to adulthood? And so we got together with, the fabulous Carolyn Gray, asked her to think about developing an initiative, and she's put together such a wonderful program that every Saturday, started 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. that the young people go online and they hear Carolyn, who's an FIT graduate and also who's been in the industry, fashion industry, for decade or so. And so she really is helping them walk through, but it all culminate into going to New York Fashion Week, meeting with the designers and having an opportunity to go to work behind the scenes in fashion shows and those sorts of things. So we're partnering with some remarkable people from Broadway, some folks who are in the fashion industry, one person who actually has been a designer for a very long time and is on Project One Runway, if you will. So we've Right. been able to meet some really incredible people. Yeah. On our journey. So we're so excited to be able to have 17 young people from across the country join us.
Yeah, that's going to be phenomenal. And I've been working with you in that, and just watching it unfold has been just amazing how God put the pieces all in place. And the pieces, you know, we haven't had to file a corner to make it fit. Everything, no. The pieces have come together as a divinely orchestrated puzzle. Yes. And the pieces from here and there have just all fallen into place. And these young people are having their lives changed by such an awesome experience. And I'm telling you, I'm watching it and participating in it. And it's more as we meet and talk about it and we see the pieces come together, the more excited I get for the kids yeah. that are involved in it or whatever else. You know, it is such an amazing thing. And we had a chance to go on the ground and do some groundwork yes. a few weeks ago. And we were running. I mean, we worked, y'all.
That's when they took all the clothes.
We took. We worked so much we didn't have a chance to change the clothes like we thought we would change for dinner or something like that. No, the outfit you left in the morning was what you came back at 11 o'clock at night, because she worked us like a Hebrew slave. Listen, we rode the boat. We made bricks with no straw, y'all. Okay, don't let Dr. Sharon fool you. When she gets to working and gets to going, though, we were out there saying, please, man, can we get a morsel of bread? Can we eat? No, I'm just kidding. But no, we did a lot of work.
Yes, we did.
It was a lot of work. But you know what? At the end of the day, it was a lot of work, but it wasn't exhausting.
Yeah.
It was so exciting.
It was so meaningful. Yeah,
it was meaningful. Mm-hmm. And watching the pieces come together, and just, we were in the Bronx 1 minute, then we went to Manhattan, and then we went over here to here. We were all over the place,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And it was great. So it's getting better, and it's going to be an exciting time when we hit the ground there in New York City for Fashion Week in the month of September. That's going to be phenomenal. And you'll be hearing more about it. You can follow us on, if you go to FF Kinspire 2025 on Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram so you can find out what we're doing. It's fashion forward, but it's just FF Kinspire. All right. So if you do that, it's KINSPIRE. So FF Kinspire. And you can follow us on Instagram and see some of the things that are happening. We're going to be posting some more information and some things there, so you can follow along. And, you know, and you want to figure out how you can support the program, just drop us a note and we will definitely let you know how you can get behind what we're doing.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be phenomenal.
Well, it is. And, you know, one of the things I wrote in my Substack was really about alignment. And I was so honored when we came back, but I, you know, had this reflective moment about how we just came together using our different talents, skills, and abilities. Everybody's showing up in their own space, in their own genius, if you will. And so we were able to bring ourselves together. And so no one's stepping on each other's toes. It's like you do one thing and I do something, but it's coming together. The culmination of it is coming together for this beautiful mosaic, if you will, of talents and opportunities for these young people. And so I really had to reflect on that, because it's a new team and to be able to have people who just really get it at the outset.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable. And I think what has helped us is that we can continue to center purpose. You know, the children, the young people that we are partnering with in this, that's at the end of the day what this is all about. And so to be able to have people who get that and our partner with Think of Us and working with, excuse me, Sixto, Cancel, and Robert Matthews, it has been pretty more than profound, right? Because they know that it's so important to have kids with, you know, the lived experience right. to be a part of this. And so just really incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is phenomenal. And I'm telling you, as I said, just to see how it has come together and it's taking shape. And as you said, I love it because no one is there trying to be important. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, okay, we need to move this brick over here. Let's get a corner. Everybody gets a piece mm-hmm. of the brick and we move it yes. where it needs to go. You know, so we're making things happen on for the betterment of these children. And I know that in the end, their lives are going to be eternally changed as a result of this experience. Yes. So, and we may never see the end result of what has been happening. The seeds that we're sowing will produce life and fruit in their lives for years to come.
For years to come.
We may never see it all, mm-hmm. but you know, we get to, you know, as the scripture says, some plant, another waters, mm-hmm. but God gives the increase. So
yes.
the increase that is going to come from the fruit of this work and the labor that is being done here is phenomenal. So you guys are going to be hearing more about Fashion Forward Kinspire. And it's just an amazing program. And again, as I said, go to Instagram and you'll be able to see what it's about and get some information. Follow us there.
And I do want to give a shout out to Carolyn Gray because she was the one who came up with the Kinspire piece. You know, some of us sometimes we're so close to the work and it's business, right? I'm like, fashion forward. And she's like, okay, that's good. But what about the fun part? I'm like, oh, what? You know, so she's like, well, what about Kinspire? And so I was like, oh my gosh, that makes a lot of sense. And so to have somebody outside of the everyday work to be able to partner with us in this way, it really gives life in a different way. So having someone that's in the fashion space, and that's what I'm saying, we all bring a different talent, skill, and ability.
Right.
And so for her to come in and also, you know, you did the beautiful graphics and, you know, obviously, you know, the visionary part of it is the thing that I do. And then I know how to put the people with the sound skill set. And so all of us again came together with just our different skills. But when she talked about Kinspire, it just like really clicked for me and made sense. So we just kind of put that as the tag. And so I do want to give a shout out to her because I believe in attribution. If somebody has done something, you certainly honor them for that. And so, yay, Carolyn.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we have it.
We've had these buttons forever. We just decided to use them all tonight.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, brought all your skills out today. You know, this is what happens when you haven't had 5 months of a conversation.
That part. You know, for sure. Yeah, and it's been great. Well, listen, we're going to break this up for you guys in a couple segments, but we want you to follow it all and just enjoy us recalibrating and reconnecting, and we hope that we've made you laugh and given you something to think about. So we're grateful for this opportunity. I don't know, did we forget anything else? Are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good. I'm sure we'll think of some more things after, but we will be back.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
And so we promise we'll not be gone this long.
Okay, you took the words out of
yes,
my mouth, right?
Yes,
you know, so there was
yes.
some synergy right here
across the
little,
absolutely.
You know, microphones.
Microphones. We will, as Arnold Schwarzenegger says, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
We will definitely be back. We appreciate all of you guys for joining us and listening in. Please do us a favor, like our Facebook page and follow us and keep us abreast. And if there's a topic you would like us to discuss, let us know.
Yes.
We want to talk about it. We don't want to just come up with everything on our own. But if there's something going on, a topic you would like to discuss, again, please let us know and we will talk about that. We are not afraid to give that information, talk about those topics or whatever else that are affecting us as a people. So again, we appreciate you guys and we love you for tuning in to us. And we'll be back at our regular scheduled time. It will not be as long as it's been. But as I like to say to you, Doc, what's up, cuz?
What's up, cuz?
You guys take care until we meet again.